This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Our younger brothers who are leaning on the wall, mashallah, you're still very very young and strong. I'm sure you don't have any back problems like our uncles and our fathers. I want to ask you a question. How far was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting from Jibreel when he came to him? How far? He was touching the knees. That was a trick question. They were sitting very, very close to each other. So what the ulama, they derive from this is that what? When a lecture is being given or when a lesson is being given, that one should sit as close as possible. Even one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the Sahaba, they were scattered around. He said, "Ma li arakum izin? Why do I see you all scattered around?" He said to them, "Inna tafarrukhakum hadha min amal ash-shaytan." You all sitting, this guy sitting there, that guy sitting there, that guy sitting there, is from the action of the shaytan. And also one time, there were three men that came to the masjid. Three men came into the masjid. And we'll come to know now the beauty of this matter. Three men came into the masjid. The first one, he sat all the way at the back. The second individual, he saw a furja fi al-halqa. He saw a space inside the circle that was going on, and he sat down. The third one, he turned away. He came into the masjid and he left the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ala unabbiukum bi nafr al-thalatha." Shall I not inform you of the three men that came inside the masjid? The first one, فَاسْتَحْيَا فَاسْتَحْيَا اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. He was shy, and Allah Azza wa Jalla was shy from him as well. The second one, فَآوَى إِلَى اللَّهِ فَآوَاهُ اللَّهُ. The second individual, he sought the shelter of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he sought the blessings. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he showered upon him blessings. وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثُ فَأَعْرَضَ فَأَعْرَضَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. The third individual, he turned away, so Allah Azza wa Jalla turned away from him as well. So it's a blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will send down blessings and he will shower a lot of rahmah, mercy upon this individual who sits closely inside the sittings, inshaAllah ta'ala. Our hadith, our lecture today, inshaAllah ta'ala, is about at-taqwa. As it was advertised, how to attain the month of Ramadan, which is a month of attaining taqwa. But before I go on to inshallah ta'ala, I just want to mention something very, very quickly. Two things. One pertaining Euro 2016, which is starting today, and there's going to be three games, right? Or is it tomorrow? Yesterday I was speaking to one of the brothers in the masjid and he goes to me, Euro 2016, there's going to be three games every day. One at 2 o'clock, one at 5, and one at 8. So it's tomorrow, it's not today. What time is it? 8. No, that's why no one came. طيب. The thing that I want to mention before that, inshallah ta'ala, I'm sure most of you know someone called Muhammad Ali. I think it would be correct to say that he was the best and the most famous boxer to ever walk on the face of this earth. When did he die? Saturday. Before Ramadan or after Ramadan? Before Ramadan, right? Do you think that Muhammad Ali ever was thinking about that he's going to die before the month of Ramadan? Or all those people who died before the month of Ramadan, they actually thought that they're going to die now and they won't be able to see the month of Ramadan? rahimahullah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon him. If only we knew the virtue of actually reaching the month of Ramadan and being given the success, the fast in that month, wallah, I think we would take Ramadan very, very seriously. We would take Ramadan very, very seriously. And I'll tell you why. Can anyone tell me some of the virtues of a shaheed, someone that dies as a martyr? Paradise and what else? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that person that dies as a shaheed, he will come on yawm al-qiyamah lawnuhu lawnu damin wa rihuhu rihu misk. Where he got stabbed, it will be the color of blood on yawm al-qiyamah. Everyone will see it. Wa rihuhu rihu misk. And also, the smell will be the smell of musk. And you know how everyone gets tested in the grave? Everyone gets tested in the grave. The shaheed, the one that dies as a martyr, he won't be tested. Automatic, one-way ticket to Al-Jannah. He doesn't need to go through all the tests, the trials and tribulations that takes place inside the grave. He's exempt. Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith. He said, جَاءَ رَجُلَانِ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَسْلَمَا فِي وَقْتٍ وَاحِدٍ. Two men came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they embraced al-Islam at the same time. Two men. Pay attention. I'm going to ask questions. Both of them, they entered into al-Islam at the same time. The first one, كان يجتهد في العبادات. He was someone who used to strive. He used to work hard when he came to the ibadat. فَمَاتَ شَهِيدًا. And he died as a martyr. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, dying as a martyr is something that is azim. Something that is immense. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg him, Allahumma ja'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, or Allahumma amitni shahidan, oh Allah, make me die as a shaheed. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik, and make my death in the city of your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he used to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to die as a shaheed. It's not something that is basit, something that is small. It has immense reward. So this first person, he died as a shaheed. The second individual, he died 1 year later. He died 1 year later. He didn't die as a shaheed. Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, he saw the first or the second one being raised more than the first one. So he became baffled. He said, the first one died as a shaheed. Isn't he the one that's meant to get more reward and be in a higher position? He came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him of the dream. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied back and he said, أَلَيْسَ هَذَا خَدْ مَكَثَ بَعْدُهُ سَنَةً. Didn't the second one live an extra year after the first one? فَصَامَ فِي رَمَضَانُ وَقَامَ فِيهِ. He fasted in the month of Ramadan and he also stood in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between them both is like the distance of the heavens and the earth. بين السماء والأرض. The fact that he managed to reach the month of Ramadan. He was given the success to reach the month of Ramadan. Look at what he obtained and look at what the first one obtained. That's why the Salaf, they used to ask 6 months before the month of Ramadan, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Tabi'een, the Tabi'at Tabi'een, 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, oh Allah, give us the success, enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. Knowing that which they could end up getting in this month. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَقِيَ عَبْدٌ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانٌ فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهُ فَلَمْ يَغْفَرْ لَهُ. Wretched, woe to him. The one that who's able to reach the month of Ramadan, he's reached it now. And then it slips away from him and he's not forgiven. It slips away from him. Because of all the opportunity that we have, the reward of a person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. When a person does a good deed, he can get 10 reward all the way to 700, multiplied to 700. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after that, إلا الصيام, except for الصيام. الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به. Fasting is for me. And I'm the one that's going to reward him. It's unrestricted, the reward that a person can get. It's unrestricted, we don't know. The amount that a person can get through fasting, all our sins, the sins that for 11 months that we're doing. Allah has given you the opportunity. Man sama Ramadan. It came in another narration. Wa man qama Ramadan. It came in another. Wa man yaqum laylatul qadr. Iman al ihtisab ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts and whoever stands in the night, his past sins will be forgiven. All the issues that we have today, we have so many fitna that we're going to come into now, inshallah ta'ala. People are suffering today, addicted to either drugs, drug dealing, pornography, all sorts of balaya that today the youth have been affected with. It's an opportunity that we have today in this month that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us, and He didn't give many other people. I was looking, for example, maybe one of the Salaf, he died before the month of Ramadan. I was trying to find out. But then Muhammad Ali rahimahullah, someone that everyone knows, that you could use as an example, just so the people could understand the blessing that they have been blessed with, that other people haven't been blessed with. And the second thing, brothers and sisters, in Euro 2016, we are addicted. Alayhis kadhalik, football, we are addicted. When it comes to the World Cup, I think last year, it was the World Cup, right?
2 years ago.
2 years ago it was the World Cup. And it was in the month of Ramadan, it collided. And then again today, Euro 2016 has collided with the month of Ramadan. How do we overcome this addiction? Imagine now today, a person is going to wake up at 12 o'clock. Because everyone's been standing in Taraweeh. You break your fast, or you start your fast at 3, maybe 3 a.m. in the morning. Someone, he goes to sleep all the way to 12 o'clock. The first game's at 2. Like England's playing in the first game. Then maybe Spain's playing in the second game. And then another good team, France, is playing in the favourites, right? Of France. Everyone's saying France are going to win the Euro 2016. And then they're playing in the third game. Your whole day has gone watching who? The worst of creation. Whether we know it or not, brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Allah tells us they are the worst of creation. The worst of creation. People, لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَحْ بَعُوضًا. They don't weigh a mustard grain. Or they don't weigh the weight of the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they are weighed on Yawm al-Qiyamah, He won't weigh even the weight of the wing of a mosquito. So you are mukhayyar. You have been given the choice to waste your time watching, what was his name? I was about to say David Beckham. David Beckham expired a long time ago. These players from England, Rooney, from Spain, all these players that you have today, watching the worst of creation, and when he scores the goal, what does he do? Some of them, they put their hands up to Allah. Yani they put their hands up, I love Jesus. He has Jesus on. You know, remember Kaka, 2005. He takes off his shirt, he has I love Jesus on there. Someone who's committing the worst type of sin. You know the drug dealer. The one that does zina, and he steals, and he kills. But at the same time, he has tawheed and he prays. That person, he's maybe a billion times better than this person in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if he dies, there's a chance that he might enter into a jannah, and there's a chance that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to enter him into the fire. But sooner or later, he's going to come out. As for Kaka, if he dies upon what he's upon, he's never coming out. So either we waste our time when Allah Azza wa Jal has given us all these blessings, opportunities in the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, don't be from those that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, shaqiya abdun, wretched, woe to him, raghmu anfin, as he came in another narration. He manages to reach the month of Ramadan. It slips away from him. فَانْسَلَقَ مِنْهُ فَلَمْ يُخْبَرْهُ. And he's not forgiven. And at the same time, guys, they're the worst of creation. They're the worst of creation. Messi goes and he gives $1 million to who? To the Jews. $1 million to the Jews. And today we're dying over Messi. Something that was ma'ruf, all of them, the whole Barcelona team came to, Israel. They all put their hats on and they're lining up to enter into the cemetery. People who are funding to kill your brothers and sisters. Today we want to be like them. Balotelli, he cuts his hair, he makes it blue, we want to make it blue as well. He wears a hand, what do you call it, a glove. It becomes fashion. Ronaldo, he cuts his hair in a certain way, the Mohican, everyone does it. By the end of the day, Allah Azza wa Jalla told that these people are the worst of creation due to what they believe or what they do. Probably doesn't even wash himself properly. So as we were saying, brothers and sisters, you know, people, they have a very big misconception when it comes to the month of Ramadan. They think, khalas, if I stay away from food and drink, and I stay away from my wife, khalas, ma siyam is excellent. So he'll sleep. From Ba'd al-Fajr ila al-Dhuhr. He wakes up and he prays. Some don't even pray. He wakes up and then goes back to sleep ila al-Asr. Hey, he wakes up and he prays and then ila al-Maghrib, khalas, wakes up, his timr is there. Is that it? Is that all what Ramadan is about? So you must be wondering to yourself, why does Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wants us to starve? 17 hours is a long time. 17 hours is a long time. You must be thinking to yourself, I just got married. You know, I've been holding myself for 23 years. I got married maybe just before the month of Ramadan. And now Allah Azza wa Jalla, He doesn't want me to be intimate and go to my wife. Roasting for 23 years, it's a long time, or 25 years. But now all of a sudden the month of Ramadan I can't. So what's the hikmah behind this? Why is Allah Azza wa Jalla telling us to fast? Allah Azza wa Jalla told us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu. Who can finish it? Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So that you may gain taqwa. The people before you, they used to fast as well. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Siyam has been prescribed for you, just like the people before you have been prescribed for them. Who can tell me the difference between our fasting and the fasting before? The people of before. And give me a hadith.
We have support.
Very good. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, فَصْلٌ مَا بَيْنَ صِيَامِنَا وَصِيَامِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أَكْلَةُ السَّحْرِ. May Allah glow in your face and make you an alim. Say ameen. The difference between our fasting and the fasting of the people before us is that we have suhoor. They never had suhoor. A lot of people, they don't know this. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, why do they fast? This month, I need to look good for my wife. I'm going to work out. I need to gain skinny. I need to become skinny. Or she wants to use this opportunity to lose maybe 15 kilos of the what she has. Wallahi, this is, people use this as an opportunity to lose weight. Month of Ramadan comes, my main objective is to lose weight. Maybe based upon some fabricated hadith, sumu tasahhu. La asra lahu. Fast and you will gain good health. So he thinks that the objective, this month, khalas, I'm not going to eat. But you know, people tend to forget. People tend to forget. 19 hours hasn't ate, right? So he comes to the time of the breaking of the fast, he makes up for the three meals. So it's as if he's not, even the health is not there. Or maybe are we fasting because everyone else is fasting? Because everyone else is fasting, we do it as well. Or maybe if we don't fast, we feel left out. People are going to look down. Why is this guy fasting? Why not fasting? Everyone else is fasting. Right? You know this hadith we've heard maybe a billion times, and I'm going to mention it for a billion a month time. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ لَا يُقْبَلُ أَيُّ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا بِالنِّيَةِ. No action is accepted except with the correct intention. Are you going to come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah? I only fasted because everyone else fasted. Look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُ أَصْحَابُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لِيَسْمَعُ قَرْعًا عَلِيمٌ. When a person now is brought into the grave and he's put there, and those people who came and dropped him off, they leave. He begins to hear the movement of the sandals. Allah gives him the ability to hear the movements of the sandals. فَيَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانْ فَيُقْعِدَانِي فَيَقُولَانِ لَهُ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. Two angels come to him. They sit him down. They say to him, what did you used to say about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will say, ha, ha, la adri, la adri, I don't know, I don't know. And then he will say, سَمِعْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُمْ I heard the people say something, so I said it as well. Isn't this very similar to those who just fast because everyone else is doing it? He's brought to Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's asked. Oh, I saw the people fasting, so I fasted as well. Do you know what happens to this person in the grave? فَيُوْضَرَبُوا بِمَطْرِقَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ فَيَصِيحُ سَيْحَةً يَسْمَعُ الْأَثْتَقَلَيْنِ An iron hammer is brought and he's hit between his eyes. And he will shout a shouting. Everything will hear it except the two thaqalain. The thaqalain, the jinn and the ins. So why are we fasting? It's important that we know. When Jama' fasts and when Muhammad fasts, why are they not equal? Likewise, when Fatima is fasting and when Shagufta fasts, they're not the same. Of course, they're not the same. Everyone yakhtalifu when it comes to the wujur. When it comes to the reward, they're totally different. Likewise, when it comes to the salat, do you think Muhammad and Jama'ah, they're getting the same reward? The guy that's thinking about when his wife's cooking for him at 9:25, and when she's praying on the table, and the guy that's concentrating in his prayer, wallahi laysu sawa'a. They're not the same. The Prophet told us, inna rajul la yansarifu min salati, fama kutibu la min salati la ushra. A person who leaves the salat, he only gets 10% of the reward. Some get 20%, some get 30%, some 40 ila nisfa to 50. Likewise with the siyam. Rubba sa'im laysa lahu min siyamihi al-jur'a al-atash. Perhaps a person he fasts and he gets nothing out of the fasting except hunger and thirst. You think the guy that's sitting and watching three games from morning as soon as he wakes up all the way to the time he's breaking and the guy that's sleeping, he spent his whole day sleeping, and the guy that's controlling his tongue, and he's reading Quran, and he's paying sadaqah, they are the same. Wallahi, it's not just about food and drink. As the Prophet told us, لَيْسَ السِّيَامُ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ Fasting is not about food and drink only. وَإِنَّمَا السِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ Rather, fasting is also about staying away from false talk and obscenity. The group of women that you see, every Ramadan, because they're so bored, they gather in the houses. Oh, she went and done this. Did you see that girl today when she came to Taraweeh? She looked like a ghost because of her makeup like that. They're talking about women. Do you think her, while she's fasting, and the woman that controls her tongue, they're the same? Of course they're not. The Prophet specifically told us, fasting is not just about food and drink, it's about controlling your tongue. And then the ajeeb thing is, I've heard some women say, Akhi, don't talk about it on fasting. We'll talk about it after breaking the fast. Wallahi, I've heard in my own ears. They don't want to talk about her while fasting, but as soon as they break, while they're breaking it, oh, you're always saying about the woman again, hal ta'ala. So, while you're fasting, you abstain from it, from the major sin, but when it comes after, khalas, you indulge in it, billahi alayk. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, it is we are trying to gain taqwa. So what is the taqwa? Can anyone just give me a very brief explanation what taqwa is? Fear. Being conscious, okay? A lot of people, when it comes to the word taqwa, I need to be fearful. Rather, translating taqwa with the word fear doesn't give it justice. Taqwa leads to being fearful. Complete trust in Allah, that's tawakkul.
Doing the fard.
Good.
Believe in Allah.
Believe in Allah is part of it, okay? But Labib was very close. Okay, so I'm going to read that inshaAllah ta'ala Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala he mentioned. وَأَصْلُ التَّقْوَى أَنْ يَجْعَلَ الْعَبْدُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَخَافُهُ The asl, the foundation of taqwa is to place between yourself and that which you fear. وِقَايَةً تَقِيهِ مِنْهِ, to place between you and that which you fear something that will protect you from it. Like a battlefield, what does a person hold? He's holding a shield, right? Arrows are coming at him, people are shooting, he's got something to protect him. He's got something to protect him and also from the bullets that are coming his way. فَتَقْوَى الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَخْشَاهُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ مِنْ غَضَبٍ وَسَخَطِهِ. And the wiqaya, taqwa, the word wiqaya comes from taqwa. Taqwa means, or wiqaya means protection. And here what the Shaykh is saying, to place between you and your Lord that which you fear from his ghadab, his anger, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being angry from you. وَسَخَتِهِ, and his enragement. وَعِقَابِهِ وَقَايَةٍ تَقِيهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَهُوَ فِعْلُ طَاعَتِهِ وَإِجْتِنَابُ مَعَصِيهِ. So what is that shield when it comes to us practicing it from a religious perspective? We gave you an example of what? The guy that's in a battlefield. He's scared. So he's going to have that shield to protect him and from the enemy. What are we trying to protect ourselves from? What is the shield? We are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearful of Allah azza wa jal. And we have this shield, which is doing these ta'at, things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do. And staying away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us to do. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, sorry, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he was asked about the taqwa. He said to him, have you ever walked on a road where there's a lot of thorns? A lot of thorns. He said, na'am. فَكَيْفَ صَنَعَ. What did you do? إِذَا رَأَيْتُ شَوْكَ عَزَلْتُ عَنْهُ أَوْ جَاوَزْتُهُ. Every time I saw a thorn, I would move away from it. Is anyone dumb enough when he sees a thorn that he's going to step on it? Or a piece of glass, he's going to say, oh, glass, oh, let me step on it. Is anyone that dumb that he's going to do that? Of course not. So he's asking this man, if you were to see thorns now, what would you do? I'd move away from it. أَوْ غَسَقْتُ عَنْهُ فَذَلِكَ التَّقْوَى. And that is a taqwa. Remember, brothers and sisters, we're trying to get to where? We're trying to get to Jannah. And around Jannah is shahwat. Things that are disliked to Allah Azza wa Jal, that's going to bring about the anger and the enragement of Allah Azza wa Jal. Him becoming angry and raging at us. The shahwat, the women, the girls that we love to see and that we all want. When it comes to the haram money, that's very, very easy to earn. Watching pornographics, watching all sorts of muharramat. Ask yourselves, brothers and sisters, why is it we tend to hide from the creation? We tend to hide from the creation at night when the curtains are closed and everyone has gone to sleep, mom and dad, nobody's there. But then we put on the TV or we use all these devices that we have to watch all these muharramat. Is this taqwa? No, it's not taqwa. Going back to that example that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu gave, likewise you deal with sins like this. Every step that you take, whether it is in public and whether it is in secret, all of these things, you are conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fearing Him not to fall in these things that Allah Azza wa Jal He prohibited, and doing the things that He told you to do, whether it is small and whether it is big. And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you see Him. But how many of us, we hide from the creation? It is either of two reasons. Either we believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla can't see us, and then you've fallen into kufr and shirk and you've left the fold of Islam. Thinking that Allah Azza wa Jalla can't see, just like the creation, how do you fall into shirk? You've made Allah Azza wa Jalla like the creation. Can your mom see you from the other room? Is she Hazir Nazir? Hazir Nazir is omnipresent. She's with you wherever you go. Of course she can't see you. Can anyone see what's going on happening under your duvet when you put on and you're using the iPad and the iPhone 5s or the 6s now? Nobody can see. Either you believe that Allah Azza wa Jal can't see you and you end up doing this and you've left the fold of Islam. Or the second reason is you have made or you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insignificant. Why do we do these things in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we don't do it in front of the creation? Allah Azza wa Jal has become insignificant in our eyes. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَوْمَعُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. They hide from the people, but they don't hide from Allah Azza wa Jal. And He is with them when they sleep in the night. Is this a taqwa? Why have we made Allah Azza wa Jal so insignificant in our eyes? When it is Allah Azza wa Jal that we should be fearing, He is the one that gives and He is the one that takes. And you're going to be standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal on Yawm Al-Qiyamah naked. You're standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal naked. The person that you're hiding from, your mom and your dad and your wife, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day when even your close family members, your mom and your dad, are going to be running away from you. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in Surah Al-Hajj, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعَ كُلَّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. When you will find the breastfeeding woman, she will drop her kid. And every woman that's pregnant, she will drop the kid as well. Imagine tomorrow, a woman who's breastfeeding, or a woman that's maybe just had a baby, she gets the baby and she stuffs him in the bin that's outside. Wallahi, everyone's going to be talking about it. All the newspapers, the Daily Mirror, the Sun, all of these major, what do you call them, newspapers, they're going to come, it's going to be the major headline. A woman came, she dropped her baby inside the bin. What happens tomorrow if a woman starts running outside naked? Everyone's going to look, oh, look, look. Everyone's going to be laughing. Or if a man starts coming now, and he's drunk, everyone laughs at him, right? Everyone starts laughing at the guy that's walking past you, and he's drunk out. He doesn't know what he's doing. Gets something, drops it. Goes there, lost the plot. On Yawm Al-Qiyamah, people are like this. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see the people as if they are intoxicated, but they're not intoxicated. He hasn't drunk anything. He's not drunk. And people are going to be naked. The matter is very, very severe, brothers and sisters. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he told her, إِنَّكُمْ مَحْشُورُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاةً عُرَاةً غُرْلًا. You're going to come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah and you're naked, barefooted and uncircumcised. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are the people going to be looking at one another? Of course, here, if a naked person comes out, everyone's going to look at that person. It's humorous. Everyone's going to be laughing at him. Aisha says, aren't the people going to be looking at one another and Yawm Al-Qiyam, everyone's naked? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ أَشَدَّ مِنَ يُهِمْهُمْ ذَلِكَ. The affair is too severe, it's too great, it's too problematic for the people to be even concerned about it. To even think about that, to cross their mind, is something that won't even cross their minds because of the situation that the people are going to be in. And this is what the fasting that we're doing, brothers and sisters, it will help us enable taqwa, alayhi sallalik, and I'll explain to you why. On a normal day, brothers and sisters, when a person is eating and he's drinking, how does he feel when you eat and drink? Huh? When you eat and drink, how do you feel? Huh? You feel good and you can do everything, right? You go play football, you drink, you can run around, you're hype, proper energetic. But when you're fasting, what happens? tired, you're drowsy, you just want to sleep, you can't be bothered to even go to town. Huh? Everyone's just tired out. Nobody wants to do anything. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a very important statement, and I want to explain to you something inshallah ta'ala, and it will help a lot of guys. It will help a lot of guys. He said, وَلَا رَيْبٍ, there's no doubt about this. أَنَّ الدَّمَّ يَتَوَلَّدُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ. Blood, it grows. You get more blood. It becomes more excessive. It increases from food and drink. Who can tell me about the hadith about the shaitan and likewise the blood? Direct correlation. What did the Prophet ﷺ say about the shaitan and the blood?
Shaitan runs through your blood. So when you eat and drink, your blood vessels expand. So you could go through more smoothly.
Okay. The first part that you mentioned, may Allah bless you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِ فِي إِبْنَ آدَمَ جَرِ الدَّمِ. The shaitan, he runs through the bloodstream of Ibn Adam. The shaitan, he runs through the bloodstream of Ibn Adam. That's what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us. And then Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَإِذَا أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ اتَّسَعَتْ مَجَارِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And when he eats and he drinks, his bloodstream, the blood in his bloodstream increases. It goes more and more. الَّذِي هُوَ الدَّمْ وَإِذَا صَامَ ضَاقَتْ مَجَارِيَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And when a person fasts, his bloodstream becomes thinner. And he doesn't have as much blood as when a person is drinking and he's eating. فَتَنْبَعَثُ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَى فِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَرْكِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. You find that the heart, what happens? He increases in doing good. He's able to feed his heart by doing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and constantly being conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it leads up to muharramat. Okay, going back, why has this got anything to do with anything? About blood, shayatayin, what has it got to do with anything? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what? About the shabab. Ya ma'ashara shabab. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj. Oh youth, he was speaking to the youth. Whoever's able to get married, let him get married. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءً. Whoever can't do it, it's upon him to fast. For indeed, it is a protection from him, for him. You're fasting now. You're a young man, struggling to control his desires. He wants a wife. It's too much for him. He can't control himself. The Prophet ﷺ told you to fast. Will the shaitan be able to get to you just like he gets to a guy who's eating and he's drinking 3-4 meals a day? The blood is more or less. And the hikmah behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the youth, it decreases their shahwa. It decreases their desire. There's less blood. He's able to do the khairat and stay away from the munkarat. I used to have something called anemic, where you lack blood. Wallahi, sometimes you just feel like you just don't want to leave the house. That's what happens when you have less blood. You don't want to do anything, you feel lazy. Going out and even just like looking at women, it's easier for a person to do what? To lower his gaze. Wa alaykum salam. Are you with me, brothers? Did you understand what I just mentioned? Explain to me what I just said. What has blood, marriage and fasting and all of this got to do with?
Well, like the hadith was saying, when you're eating and so forth, the blood will obviously increase. So the chances of the shaitan coming to you, making you bad, it also increases because of the expansion of the blood and so on and so forth. When you're fasting, because the reduction of blood is not there, the chance of the devil and shaitan coming to you and make you do the bad thing is decreased.
Good. That's why the Prophet said, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْسَنُ الْفَرَجِ. It is easy and it helps a person to lower his gaze and safeguard his private parts. So if a person is finding it difficulty to get married or difficult to get married and is really, really getting to him, fast Monday and Thursday. If that's a bit and you're still like on it and you're struggling to hold yourself, then move on to the second one. Hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Az, the Prophet said, fast one day and break 2 days. And it's still getting to a person, you have scammed down alayhi salatu wasalam. You fast one day, and then you break one day. And then really, if it's still happening after that, then brothers, I don't think I have any further advice to give you. You have these three steps. And wallahi, when I read this theme of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, you tend to find how true this is. The more we eat, the more we drink, our desire increases. A person's always like, he's attentive, he's looking. But when a person is fasting, you find that his body, the energy in his body is very, very less. So all of this will help a person attain taqwa. The shield that we are putting, which is the fi'l al-khayrat, to do the good deeds, from that which we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will enable us to do that. So not only should we just suffice ourselves with the month of Ramadan, rather we should do it more and more to help us maybe stay away from the muharramat that we tend to find ourselves falling into. And bi-idhnillah ta'ala, you doing it with the correct intention, a lot of these things that we are addicted to, it will slowly disappear and vanish. Anything that I've said that was wrong, it is from myself and likewise a shaitan. Wallahu wa rasuluhu bari'an. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.